Yep, I understand. I'll let him know. Bye.
What's wrong?
Your father has an opportunity to transfer to the Boston office if you're still serious about moving.
Yeah.
Moving? Someone told me this is a practical joke.
It's just something we've been discussing, Adam.
Who's we?
Your brother's had trouble coping since the incident with the gang, and your father and I think that a change of scenery might help.
So what, my vote doesn't count? I like it here. I have friends, my own radio
You'll
show.
You'll make new friends, Adam.
Yeah, because that's easy for the transgender kid.
Okay, I liked our old school, but I gave it up for you.
Yeah, people thought I was a freak there. I came to Degrassi for a fresh start. Your problem's in your head. Wherever we go, it's coming with us.
Okay, what's your point?
You haven't tried to get better. You're running away.
Okay, stop. Apologize to your brother.
Drew, I'm sorry. You're such a wimp.
Oh, Adam.
You know what? This is totally unfair.
It's totally something. Your brother's upset. That's all. He'll get over it.
Well, what if he's right?
I don't want you to think that I'm out with a different man every night.
Mom, it's fine.
No, it's not.
I get it. You have needs. It's biological.
Biological?
So, is he nice to you?
Very.
Good. Wonder if Dad's dating too.
Time to wind that clock.
Don't delay. Time's running out to buy your movie night tickets.
I got problems. Big ones.
Is your family moving to Boston because your parents are in denial that your brother has post-traumatic stress disorder?
You want to talk?
Nah, hit me.
Okay, so look. The thing is, you're right about Allie. I still dig her. A lot.
Then break up with Sadie.
Yeah, but there's no guarantee that she actually likes me back.
And it's better to have Sadie as a girlfriend than no girlfriend at all.
I like her.
Just not as much as Allie.
What do I do?
Why don't we ask our listeners which girl to choose?
Hey, yo, no, you don't.
Adam here with a doozy of a dilemma. You see, my friend Dave can't choose between Xbox and PlayStation. I say the answer is simple. Get both. When you shake it and you wind that clock, you make my alarm go ring.
When you shake it and you wind that clock, you make my alarm go ring. And then Dave took off just as I was ordering dessert.
Sounds amazing.
What are you two like dating now?
Oh, Jake and I? We're keeping things casual.
Define casual.
We see each other when we want.
Which seems to be all the time.
We laugh, we have fun.
Sounds like the perfect arrangement.
I don't want to get hurt. And if we keep things casual, I won't.
Hey. Can I borrow you for a minute?
I suppose.
Okay.
Sounds perfectly casual. Yeah.
If you become a Boston Bruins fan, you're dead to me.
Hey, man, the move's not a sure thing. Adam doesn't want to go, and I get it. He's happier here. I made some pretty good friends here, too.
What?
Being scared all the time stinks.
Maybe you need a distraction. Something to keep your mind off things.
Tried that, remember? Dodgeball.
Maybe that was the wrong type of distraction. What about something prettier?
Jess. Couldn't hurt to try. Hey, Jess. See, I have a really big problem. Somebody gave me 2 tickets to movie night, but I only need 1.
That's quite a predicament.
Yes.
Python is staring at us.
He's just jealous that I get to kiss you and he doesn't.
Jake Martin, closet romantic. I'm sorry, that didn't sound very casual, did it?
That sounded cute. So how are things with your mom?
I told her I understand her biological needs.
Awkward.
Incredibly.
I have the perfect thing to take your mind off it.
Don't you have plans?
Movie night with Katie.
Yeah.
I can tell her something came up.
Ah, a sick aunt, perhaps?
Who needs my full attention?
Yes. Looks like we have company.
I just want you to know that whatever this is, I like it.
Me too. And then LeBron hit a 3-pointer with 5 seconds on the clock. You can watch the highlights on my phone.
Hey, I should probably help Allie.
Right. More movie night stuff.
Hey, you need help with that banner?
And how do I know you won't run away again like you did on Friday?
I'm sorry about that.
No, I get it. One plate of nachos and you're sick of me.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you're practically unbearable. But since I'm such a glutton for punishment, I was hoping we could hang out again, if you want to.
And you're sure she won't mind that I'm stealing you away?
Nah, she's cool.
Well, then here. Get to work. Up on the ladder.
Allie, I'm sorry I can't come to movie night. Jake canceled with Katie so we could hang out. So what if I might be falling for him? No, don't you dare say I told you so.
Divorce papers?
The marriage of Helen and Randall Edwards has broken down irretrievably due to repeated infidelity on Randall's part. I'm sorry, Allie, I have to go.
Oh, dear Lord, I can feel your claws upon me, scratching sweetly.
Hey.
Scratching. Hi.
Sweetly. Mind if I come in?
This was supposed to be casual, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Then maybe you should call Katie. See if she's still free tonight.
Why would I do that?
Because this doesn't feel casual anymore.
Thanks for coming. I hope you guys have fun. And if you don't, Ali Bendari is the girl to blame.
Hey, find me a date.
1 minute you're all head over heels over Jake, the next you're asking for a setup. So I guess we won't be talking about what you found in your parents' divorce papers.
The stuff they said about each other, there's just so much hate.
You and Jake are not your parents.
Neither were Eli and I, but after our breakup, we can't even look at each other.
can't let that happen again. I can't get attached.
So instead of one guy, you're gonna date several? That makes perfect sense. This is Liam. He likes music. A lot.
Hi, I'm Claire.
Hi. Allie tells me you're a fan of British New Wave.
Who isn't?
Cool. Oh, what about right here? Directly in front of the screen, close to the refreshments.
Hey, what's going on between you and Allie?
Nothing, we're just friends.
You two great girls can't choose between them? It's okay. I understand.
Yeah, no kidding. You're cheating on Jenna with Marisol.
What? No, it's not like that. Marisol and I are just hanging out. We're friends. We're colleagues.
And how many times have you hooked up? Come on, bro. You're not as sneaky as you think you are.
I like Jenna and Marisol. What am I supposed to do?
You need to end it with one of them before someone gets hurt.
One popcorn?
Extra butter. Glad the guys who organized the health initiative weren't involved tonight.
I go to our school.
Probably.
Maybe you don't recognize him.
It's kind of dark.
He looks like one of the guys who attacked me.
Where are you going?
Get a room.
You want us to get a room? Okay, but first, I'd appreciate you clearing up this room thing.
Hey, what are you doing here? Julian?
Same as you, I bet. Movie blows.
What'd you expect? See the dweeb who organized it?
Huh. You ready?
Been practicing at home.
All right, see what you got.
Let's do this, playboy.
Good one. Try getting out of this.
Yeah, where did you guys learn that stuff?
I took Commando Krav Maga for years. The rest I picked up watching UFC.
Think I could get a lesson?
As you wish, Grasshopper.
Dude!
Yeah. Oh. Thank you.
Oh. Crazy. Hey, is this you taking?
I thought you were gonna miss the movie.
I had a few things to iron out.
But now you're online?
Yeah. Look, Sadie, you're a great girl.
Unbelievable. Allie?
I never cheated.
Is that supposed to make me feel better? You know what you are?
A good guy that told you the truth?
A dirtbag. You suck. Dave Turner is a pig.
Look, Sadie, you keep your voice down.
A lying, cheating pig.
I'm so happy we're out here, in the corridor. I mean, who comes to movie night to watch a movie anyway, right? But what are you doing? I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm very comfortable being used in this way, but You might actually upset that guy Jake you like.
Jake and I are just friends.
You watch him the way I watch rock documentaries.
I don't want to. I wish kissing him felt the same as kissing you.
Ouch.
But if Jake and I get together, we'll just end up hurting each other.
You're right. What you two have now seems way, way better. Look, if you don't mind, I'm gonna catch the rest of the movie, all right? Watch her, man. She's frisky.
Can we take a walk?
Okay.
Shame on you. 20 minutes and Drew's got you beat.
Come on, I was barely trying.
Go again.
Movie's almost over. I should get back to my date.
Yeah, same here.
You guys and your dates.
You think we could do this again?
I'm free tomorrow after school if Owen here isn't too scared.
Okay. I'll bring my A game, buddy.
Yo, them's fighting words.
Hey, Dave Turner reporting for cleanup duty.
Looks like you missed your mouth.
Apparently, honesty is not the best policy.
What'd you do? Insult Justin Bieber?
No, I told her I dug another girl.
So, this other girl, do I know her?
I believe so. But see, there's this problem. I went after this girl once already and got brutally rejected.
What a bitch.
Nah, she's not all that bad. She makes me laugh a lot. She can eat more than I can. And, she's kind of hot.
How hot?
At least a 7.
Well, maybe this time things will be different.
Yeah?
Sounds like this girl had to date a few duds to appreciate Dave Turner's unique je ne sais quoi.
Yeah, well, you think this girl's free next Tuesday?
I have a feeling she is.
All right, then it's a date.
Oh, and Dave, I'm a 12.
At least.
Hey, how was movie night?
Yeah, it was great.
Good. This could be one of your very last Degrassi events ever.
Hey, Mom, is Dad gonna take that Boston thing?
Is this about your brother?
No, Mom, it's... I don't want to run away. I think that if I stay here, I can find a way to move on.
And what prompted this sudden change of heart?
I made some new friends. They showed me there was another way.
Mm-hmm. This isn't drugs again, is it?
No, Mom. Relax. It's, like a sports thing.
Okay. Well, I suppose I can, support like a sports thing. I'll have to talk to your father, though. He's gonna flip.
Thanks.
Listen, if you're still having trouble, we can find you some help.
It's okay. I'll be fine.
So?
I found my parents' divorce papers before you came over. My dad cheated on my mom more than once. We both know where this is headed. We go out for a couple weeks, maybe a month.
We have fun.
And then one of us changes our minds, decides we're not into it anymore, and we break up. And every time we see each other, it's uncomfortable. Maybe we should just stay friends.
I don't think that's gonna work.
And what do we do?
Well, we can always try avoiding each other.
Or we could take a risk.
All right. Glass! Glass!
Stop it. I think my mom is home.
What? Now you're worried about getting caught?
Claire? Is that you?
Yeah. Yeah, Mom, it's me.
Oh, Jake, what a surprise. He gave me a ride home. How chivalrous.
I taught him well. Guess it's good you're both here. We can kill two birds with one stone.
You don't need to frighten them.
What is going on?
I know you said it wasn't necessary to bore you with the details of my love life, but I don't want any more secrets. So, what I'm trying to say is...
Your mom and I are dating.
I really hope you two are okay with this.
Jake, what do you say?
Yeah, sure, Dad. It's cool.
Claire, honey?
Of course it's okay. Why wouldn't it be, right?